is NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Jack Williams. Houston City Council today has approved a major part of Mayor John Whitmire's plan to functionally end street homelessness before 2027. In a 14-to-1 vote, council approved a $16 million purchase of a facility in East Downtown that will house hundreds of homeless people at a time. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
The plan faced fierce pushback from some residents in the area who raised concerns about public safety and quality of life issues. Whitmire promises increased police patrols and says the facility will reduce visible homelessness across the area. Slated to open early next year, Whitmire says the center is the first of multiple service facilities the administration plans to open across the city.
We're looking at other locations, superb opportunities to really remove the homeless from the streets of Houston.
Officials say it will serve over 1,000 people per year. It's a major part of the push to get everyone into housing within 90 days of them falling into homelessness. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Another budding consequence of the shutdown. We'll tell you about that here in just a moment. As the government shutdown continues, local political science experts say the impacts are spreading locally. The Houston Food Bank is distributing meals to impacted federal workers beginning today. Mark Jones is a political science professor at Rice University. He told Houston Matters today that Republicans want a temporary spending plan in place before negotiations on health care begin.
Whereas Democrats are hoping that the Trump administration sees this as sort of such a consequential impact that it decides to approve the medical subsidies for Affordable Care Act health plans. But right now, this is where we're starting to see actually the consequences spread to a much larger share of the population.
And again, another budding consequence of the shutdown other than food insecurity is travel. Ground stops are occurring more regularly at both of Houston's big airports. Wind advisory in effect for the rest of the afternoon. The high of around 68 with sunshine, clear and breezy tonight. The low 51. Sunny again tomorrow. The high 70. 67 here at the University of Houston. I'm Jack Bill.